Good morning, my friends. Good morning to you all. It's just morning. I just passed by a pack of boys. They look to be Boy Scouts. They look like today's Boy Scouts. There were pack leaders, kids with branches to serve as walking sticks, backpacks, and that's just the impression that I got, is that there were Boy Scouts. I think I'm a little winded already. I'm running at 12 miles a minute, 12 minutes a mile. Let's slow it down. My mind is a bit scattered and all over the place this morning. It's Saturday, May the 14th, 2016, and I neglected to mention that I am in West Central Florida at my favorite haunt, Hammock Park. It's in the low 80s, and I'm gonna take that walk break. With the gentle breeze and the humidity is up. It's still not too bad. Yeah, I'm a bit scattered in mind this morning. I feel like there's so many things I want to talk with you about, but nothing specific and nothing important, which I guess is the flavor of my podcast, right? I'm trying to capture little thoughts that I've been thinking about this morning that I thought might be good to share and build upon for the show, but they're so fleeting and they're so fairly insignificant, I don't know that I can capture them. Even as I speak, I think of something and I say, I should build on that, but then it wisps away. Let's see if I can rein in some order. So I started in the little parking trail right next to the Dunedin American Little League Fisher Fields that is adjacent to Hammock Park. And I've circled around and ran north on Harvard. And I've cut into the church parking lot, St. Andrew's Presbyterian, I think it is, or Episcopal or Lutheran, whatever it is, and caught the midway junction of, I believe this is Cedar Trail. Is it Klein or Cedar? I think it's Cedar Trail. Coming up to the end of Cedar Trail and Urbania or Michigan Avenue crosses and brings mild traffic. Hopefully, it won't be too much. Yeah, this is Cedar. And I'm now on Michigan Boulevard. You hear a couple of cars. And I'm gonna turn south on Harvard and then weave through the baseball fields. before I get into the heart of the hammock. It adds about a quarter to a half a mile to my mileage today. And the proposed mileage will be 6. How about we say that? I usually say 5, but I think it extraordinarily reasonable that I get 6 to give me a weekly total of 20 to build off of my 2 7-mile runs at the Triple C this week in challenging temperatures. Nowhere where they will be, but not where I'd like them to be. So I noticed, particularly on Wednesday, the temp got up to 88 degrees. The humidity was not down what I'd like, but it was not as up as far as I'd like. I'd say it was probably in the 60s, maybe 70s percentile. I'd rather it be 40s and 50s, and 80s and 90s is what's really oppressive. But the heat was that kind of bear down oppressive heat, but I stayed within myself on Wednesday's run. And while I was tempted to call it quits at 5 and 6, I was kind of, like I said, I stayed within myself and tried not to get too much ahead of myself, but yet have a little bit of extra ambition / initiative, and I pushed through and I got 7. So running's good right now, but we're in May in Florida, so. Oh, let's see, I should go left here. I'm taking my walk breaks this morning. I don't quite know why. Maybe because I felt just so very lightly winded at the beginning. I feel a little bloated this morning. I feel like on 2 nights this week, I overate. Though the scale has been kind to me. I've been hovering between 197 and 201. So, that's good. There's a couple times where you just feel like, well, I'll give an example. Tuesday night, I was anxious and rushing home from work to go on a family outing with the girls. And I was up against the clock, and when I got home, Mrs. Rosenberg had a large roast beef sandwich piled high with cheese, knowing I could wolf that down in world record time and we could be on our way. And as I looked at it, I said immediately to myself, I said, that's too much. You know what? I ate it all. Forgive me, Father, for I have sinned. Right? Anyway, just to demonstrate to you the continued struggle it is to watch food portions, servings, and food groups. It's a struggle. It's hard work. But anyway, I'm up at the old fire station, Station 6-1, where I used to work, it's closed down now. It's just adjacent to the third Fisher Field. Around about here, up towards the newly built Station 6-1, and then past Highlander Pool and Highlander Water Park, back towards the tennis courts. Trying not to get ahead of myself here in my mind. I'll run through that walk break. Starting to get a bit of a groove on. So what am I thinking about this morning? Well, my mind is seeking freedom from the oppression of the work week, in which busyness, anxiety, impatience, infirmity, malady, politics, backbiting, gossip, plotting, etc., etc., take place. Here at the water park, founts. And though all those things were elements, were ingredients of my work week, I found that there was a certain God-given ability to negotiate those things and make it through with maybe not the most perfect sense of calm and grace, but more than in the past. Now here's an actual game going on here on two fields. Looks like there's girls softball on field 5 and field 6. Here, proud mamas and papas. Is that coaching taking place? Anyway, I guess the lessons this week for me have been death to self, or putting self aside is another way to look at it. And we can say two things. We can say that we're already practicing death to self, but then we can really take that up another level. We'll really become very other-centered in our walks. Excuse me, sorry.
No problem.
I was running in the path of somebody seeking to get on the tennis court. this morning, I found myself thinking about work and realized I had to make a concerted effort to push those thoughts from my mind and to engage specific or deliberate thoughts and or distractions. And or push my mind towards free thinking and leisure and letting my mind take me away in the things that my eye and my soul observe and get caught up in, like good music, the beauty of family and of my girls, and of the sun shining and the gentle breeze. Morning. How are you?
Fine, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. You having a good day?
Very good.
There was a tennis player. It looks like he came out to retrieve one of the balls over the fence, but I think he noticed I was talking to myself, and he got friendly. So I'll collect that into the abundance of experiences. Morning. There's a walker, and now I'm passing Fisher Fields 1 and 2, where there's not a game started yet, but I see the boys warming up and ready for their contest. The boys of summer. Love it. I woke up this morning and had those thoughts and came into the kitchen, poured myself a cup of coffee, and went outside and joined my wife, who was happily planting and harvesting her growth. She has planted, I call them snake beans. She calls them, I think the Asian name is sitow. I'm thinking it's S-I-T-O-W, but don't quote me on that. They're long string beans. She has grown this summer or this spring those, eggplant, tomato, cucumber, squash, zucchini, I just became a bit distracted by the wind. I've noticed the past couple weeks that the wind has come through, and well, I still have not gotten a pop filter. I'm more convinced that it's due to arm swing and that I'm not paying close enough attention to keeping this arm a bit more still for the sake of recording. And I think that's good form, arm swing. It just doesn't help the recording, so I'm trying to be a bit more mindful of that, and I hope the wind has not been too much for any of you. I can hear it, so if I can hear it, you can hear it. I think the audio is quite is quite listenable, but I've heard some arm swing wind, and I know some of my good friends note that. So, anyway, I was talking about my wife's harvest. So I spent some precious time out in the quiet of our front yard talking with her, sipping on some coffee. And when I came inside, Giselle was quietly sitting in the living room. I didn't even know she was there. Sometimes those girls camouflage themselves. Or I'm just getting old. There's so much to see. There's so much to think of. There's so much detail in life. Either downtime or productive time or work time. I think a lot. And sometimes it gets the better of me. Anyway, so we talked a little bit, Giselle and I, and I got my second cup of coffee, and here I am, the beauty of the hammock. This is a little sidewalk between Highlander Park and one of the local subdivisions. This is gonna probably lead me towards the community center down Pinehurst, over to Patricia, and through the back entrance of the hammock, which I pretty much will have built my first mile or two outside hammock proper before I get into the heart of it. I saw an interesting article and a memory posted by my friend Sam Wright. I don't know if Sam listens to my podcast. You're not going to find him in the popular runnet community, but he is a runner. He runs more akin to the trails of Tampa, like Trout Creek Park and what's that other one I went to? Holding the Fence. Some of those real trails. And he probably is more along in the circles of the Tampa Bay Trail Runners. But they're not. I don't think those guys are much in the way of social media and podcast listening. I don't think so. You wouldn't know any of their names. But anyway, I've been a friend of Sam's for a while now. He's a really cool guy, and I think he and his wife or his girlfriend are vegetarians, and they're always posting these really creative dishes on their site. Now, Sam posted an article, amongst other things. There's more than that to see, but just as some highlights. But he posted an article from the Washington Post, and the flavor of it was about childhoods gone by, especially in the context of the generations or societies that have changed in terms of behavior, for lack of a better term. So in a long-winded way, I'm trying to say that the article talked about kids back in prior generations that would run, jump, play, explore unsupervised without their parents, and it was a bit of a safer time in general. I mean, there's always going to be those safety issues, but for example, Sam talked about, and I concurred, I swam in the waters during the Jaws scare on the Jersey Shore. I explored, I ran and jumped with friends with nary a parent to be found. I built experiences, I gained experiences, and it may have shaped the way I grew as a person by just being out there and exploring. Now, it's a different world today, I get that. But there's also something I think you may bring to the table as a young adult and adult by the experiences that may have shaped you as a child. Does that make sense? I think it does. When I look at my kids, even my boys ran, jumped, and played without me always around. But with the girls, and I realize it's a different gender, they're always up under our wings. They're always supervised. And they're not running, jumping, exploring like what I did and or my boys did. The community center. I'm going to stop here at this restroom facility and get a drink of water. Hydration. Look.
What are you doing now?
Putting them on stage.
They're gonna sing?
No, they're gonna show people how strong they are.
It's gonna be an exhibition of strength.
Whatever you want to call it.
A show of strength?
Oh. I don't know. They just want to show their strength.
Okay. They're entertainers?
Not quite.
What are their names again? Okay.
This is Nella. This is Blow Annie. This is Cheesy. This is Nelly Slice.
Good stage names. Not very coordinated, are they? Mm-hmm. I like your cape.
I was cold, so I put this on and now I'm warm.
You think of everything.
Okay, so this is Croissant Dior.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot what this one's name was. Yeah. Jennifer Rain.
Mm-hmm.
And she's Louise.
Jeez Louise.
All right, good talk.
Jeez, don't leave.
Just leave.
I'm
gonna hire this now.
Okay. Okay, I'm on the other side of a major pause. Gathering a little steam. I'm on Jacamar Road, and I've since left the public restroom facilities where I got a good splash of cold water and then watched some runner doing sprint repeats and looked like track training. It was a younger person and the movements were swift and agile. Lost a bit of my thought train, if you will. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good. How fast can I run?
Oh, not very fast. I just like to run slow, so I enjoy myself. Do you like to run fast?
I can run faster.
I believe you can. You'd probably beat me in a race. I believe it, and I'll be happy for you.
Oh, hi, how are you doing?
He was just telling me he could beat me in a race.
Well, I think he
could. So, that little boy looked to be about anywhere from 5 to 7 years old, probably more towards 7, riding his bicycle. And as you heard, noticed how slow I was. The watch says 13 minutes per mile, which is just a bit, good morning, a bit faster than I used to go, only from the standpoint of a couple of drop pounds and less walk breaks. So at heavier weight and rigid walk breaks, you could say my runs were filled with 15 minute per mile pace. I notice now with next to no walk breaks, like that's one there that I'm skipping, and a couple pounds lighter, it's more like 13 minutes per mile, sometimes 12, but it's just something I noticed It's definitely not something I would hang on to or means anything to me, or it's not something that will sneak its way into any sort of a new goal, because I don't have any running goals other than to run happy. Matter of fact, I think the Slow Runners Club is putting out a podcast this weekend with the question of what are your goals or what are your running goals. I think I saw that. Don't quote me on that. And goals are important, and goals are good, and goals take on variable elements to them. You can be enslaved to your goals, or they can be passing fancy goals, or there can be no goals, or you can just have certain desires to characterize the running. In any event, as I said, my goal is to run, feel good, enjoy the run. Nothing more. Distance is usually a goal for me. I like to get higher distances, like anywhere from 6 to 8 miles. Sometimes I like to get more like 10 miles. I used to have the desire to have more than 18 miles, but I didn't even run a half marathon last season, which is probably the first time in a while. I did a 10K and a 15K. And that was it. I just didn't have the desire. Now, having said that, I am getting the desire to plan and plot a half marathon during the next race season, which I consider to be fall-winter. And I am becoming more and more attracted to the Galloway run in Atlanta coming up. Doing some thinking about it, and I'm leaning more and more towards committing without actually having saying that I'm committing. I heard a podcast by David Foss, the new up-and-coming and rising star in the RunNet community, who really, really has a very natural and easygoing speaking voice, and is quite good at podcasting. He's got several episodes. I think the name is Virtual Running, or Running Virtually. I'm sorry, David, I apologize, but I've been to your Spreaker page, and in particular, I heard your last podcast where you talked about circles, running circles, friends, acquaintances, associates, etc., etc. I've now come up through Harris Trail and turning south on Grant, so I'm moving towards the heart of the hammock. But anyway, David brought up some good points, and I will share them with you so as to prompt you to go and listen to his podcast. But it made me think more and more about the 13.1 that the Bishop of Benevolence Father of Friendship I was trying to think of some more superlatives for my dear and well-meaning friend Kevin of Gwynn in the land of Cincinnati, Ohio, or near it. So, I spoke with Kevin as well on the phone the other day. What a nice conversation. He was picking up his kids from the school bus stop. And there's a guy who loves his family and his kids. In case you didn't know that, the love is overflowing and deep and rich. Now, we talked about the run in Atlanta, and I really am leaning more towards it. So, I had lots of trains of thought to go with that whole conversation, but as I branched out in little venules and arteries, I lost the things I wanted to say. Anyway, I told you my mind was scattered. But thinking of others while I'm on this thought plane, I would say that you should lift up your hearts and minds and souls for the running jackal who's running the Elk Beaver 15K this weekend. I believe it's today, if I'm not mistaken. If not, yeah, I'm pretty sure it's today. So thoughts out to him. I think his friend Alan is in town as well. I know if Alan's running it, or if he's left, but I saw some pictures of Carlos and Alan this week. And as well, I know Carlos has some podcast offerings with he and Graham and Derek, and I've not gotten to them, but earnestly desire to do so. Those are almost always some of my favorites to hear him poetically juxtaposition in verbal symphony with Graham. And I'm on Grant, and I'm just coming to the back of the hammock where the two ambassadors of Turtledom have their holes. They may be out to greet me, and they're running back in their homes, and I will be running into the heart of Palmetto and Gopher Trail, nearing the Serenity Circle. Let's see, I've got 3 miles in so far. So, halfway to this morning's minimal standard of 6. Let's see, I don't see the turtles. Nope, they're not out. Good. It would only scare them anyway. The family outing that we had that I spoke of earlier was for Giselle and the Lakeside Inside Voices Church Choir, Children's Choir, to sing the national anthem at Bright House Field in Clearwater, which is the spring training home for the Philadelphia Phillies. So that was really cute to watch them sing the national anthem. And as well, one of the little girls was signing. She was doing sign language. It was really impressive to see that. And the girls, or the kids, I'm sorry, had a good time, as did we all. Very nice facility. Very, very nice spring training facility. Nicer, dare I say, than Florida Auto Exchange Stadium, where the Toronto Blue Jays hold their spring training in Dunedin. And speaking of baseball, to, before I say anything else, give major props and accolades to JD and his Chicago Cubs, who at this point, early in the season, seem to be running away with the NL Central. You know, it should not be lost on people that Joe Maddon is the manager of that team, who managed the Tampa Bay Rays for many a year and made them competitive with a bit of a limited payroll and a limited fan base. But he's in Chi-Town now, and he's got a lineup, and he's got skills, and he's an excellent manager. And I would dare say the Mets are not playing as well as Chicago. Now, baseball is a streaky game, but you've got the record that Chicago has right now. I've seen in the past, it's almost a forecast for a straightaway road right to the playoffs. So good on you, JD, for your team. I know you're excited, and I'm happy for you. As far as my New York Mets go, they're playing respectably. They're probably playing a little over 500 ball right now. That can turn into 750 ball by the time the season ends with the starting pitching that we have. Although, some chinks in the armor of the starting pitching have been made apparent. So, for example, Matt Harvey is not as dominant as he was last year. I believe he's a bit of a Hollywood Joe Cool kind of guy. And I don't know what he does with his off time, but his head's not on right. Although he's trying to get it on right. Jacob DeGrom has been respectable, but, you know, he just had a kid, he and his wife, and, you know, the external factors matter. Steven Matz has looked at times dominant, but at times a bit lost, and now has some elbow soreness most recently. Noah Syndergaard can surely bring the heat, but other teams scouting him have seen that it's quite easy to steal bases on him, and I think that might be in his head. Although, he's still bringing everything he can to the table, with one performance this week in which he, the pitcher, hit two home runs in a game. Pretty impressive. Bartolo Colon, the 40-year young plus pitcher, got his first homer in the bigs after 20-plus years of pitching. So my team is a fun team to watch. I wish him the best and hope we have similar success to last year. But right now, it's looking like the Cubs may be the team of destiny. A lot of baseball left to play. NBA basketball playoffs are taking place. I've not sat down and followed basketball too much in the past few years. That game's changed, but it's going on. I think the Warriors are pretty much slated to run away with that. And playoff hockey has taken a new place, prevalence, or spot in my life, as the Tampa Bay Lightning are in the Eastern Conference Finals once again for the second year in a row, after defeating most recently the New York Islanders. Now, you guys know I'm a New York sports kind of fan, but since I've not followed hockey religiously and Roselle has become a Lightning fan, we root for the Lightning. I didn't root for the Islanders, nor do I root for the Rangers. I never watched them as a kid growing up. So, in that sense, my affections are just a bit divided. I've made my way past Serenity Circle. I'm in the grassy cul-de-sac coming back on Gopher and Palm Trail. I feel like I've eased into a bit of a better pace than when I started this run. Transitioned easily from those previous thoughts. I will tell you that tomorrow is Cameron, my youngest son's birthday. He'll be 28. We're gonna meet him for lunch to celebrate that. And I'm going to present him with some San Diego Padres official MLB gear. Michelle is very excited about this. Has drawn up a birthday card with pictures of footballs and baseballs. But what else? What else can I tell you? The spiritual road is still being traveled as I falter and have minor successes upon it, seeking to keep my mind focused on the ways that come from above and the things that are not of this world, because this world can compete for those affections, and it is a constant battle, as well as the discipline to try to keep those two in perspective. A bruised reed he will not break, and the smoking flax he will not quench. Thank God for grace, unmerited favor. Well, I'm coming up Palm here, and about 3¾ miles in, I'm passing the Klein intersection, and I will take this trail up to Skinner Trail and head west until I circle Sugarberry on through Osprey Circle and back to loop around to the Hammond proper one more time to get my mileage. So I think this light fare has run its course, and I will package it with love, with kindness, humbleness, and just need to understand that I'm just a guy who loves you all. This is just me. Until we speak again,